Unit 1, Exercise 65. Listen to a radio program about some research on teenagers' attitudes towards globalization and say whether the speaker has a similar attitude to yours.
The world is becoming increasingly global. This is a cultural and economic phenomenon. In many ways, it is a great benefit. But at the same time, many people are concerned with the world's growing interdependence. Today's adults are having the discussion about the changing world. Tomorrow's adults will be living out the results of these discussions. Today's teenagers are the first people to live in the global world. This is their universe. They are the future, so we should pay attention to their views. This research was designed to examine the two following hypotheses. The first one is that teenagers are natural globalists. They want to know more about other people and places. They are interested in technological developments and want to learn more about technology. They want to experience other cultures. The second hypothesis is that teenagers are afraid of globalization. They are not interested in people from other places, do not want to buy any foreign goods, and don't want to connect with other cultures at all. The sample for this study included 200 teenagers between the ages of 14 and 18 from New York, USA, Lebanon, Azerbaijan, and the Philippines. The locations were all urban. The results of our research suggest that teenagers are natural globalists and are largely in favour of globalisation. More importantly, nearly all of the teenagers in the study were very positive towards technology, cultural exchange, trade, international goods, and immigration. While adults argue about the processes of globalization, the results show that teenagers around the world are reacting positively and in a similar way to the issues surrounding globalization.